What would make a 17-year-old girl vanish into thin air, leaving behind her wallet, paychecks, and a car abandoned at an eerie angle against an old farmhouse? On the night of March 19th, 2004, Brianna Maitland finished her shift at the Black Lantern Inn in Montgomery, Vermont. She was never seen again. Her car was discovered the next morning, backed into an abandoned barn, her belongings still inside. But Brianna was gone, and the image of her vehicle, with one of its rear wheels lodged in the foundation of the decaying structure, looked more like a scene from a horror movie than an accident. Was it a staged disappearance, a drug-related hit, or something even darker? In a small town thick with silence and speculation, everyone has a theory, but no one has the truth. Brianna's case has haunted Vermont for 2 decades, and new leads keep emerging, only to dissolve into smoke. So if you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favourite platform and leave us a comment, because the next story might just change the way you see everything. Don't miss a single twisted turn. Chapter 1. The Girl Who Fought Back. Brianna Maitland was not the kind of teenager to quietly disappear. She had a spark, described by friends and family as intelligent, strong-willed, and fiercely independent. Brianna was just 17 when she vanished from rural Vermont. At first glance, she might have seemed like an ordinary small-town girl, but her life was anything but typical. Born in Burlington in 1986 and raised in the remote town of East Franklin near the Canadian border, Brianna grew up surrounded by rolling farmland and forests. She loved horses, was trained in jiu-jitsu, and dreamed of becoming a nurse. But by the age of 17, she was already living on her own, juggling multiple jobs and finishing high school through a GED program. She'd moved out of her parents' home a month prior to her disappearance, after tensions at home made it hard to stay. By all accounts, Brianna was trying to take control of her future, but things weren't stable. She bounced between friends' houses, stayed with her ex-boyfriend for a bit, and had recently moved in with her close friend, Jillian. Brianna seemed determined, but friends later admitted she may have been drifting into a scene that concerned them. Rumours of drug use, older men, and shady parties began to surface after her disappearance. Still, no one expected what would happen next. The final day, on the morning of March 19th, 2004, Brianna took her GED exam. According to her mother, Kelly, Brianna was in good spirits and planned to celebrate that weekend. After the exam, Brianna and her mother spent the afternoon shopping. They laughed, picked out sunglasses, and posed for pictures in a photo booth at a local store. But then, something shifted. As they exited a retail plaza, Brianna saw something, or someone, that made her visibly startled. She said she needed to go, Kelly later recalled. Something had rattled her. Brianna dropped her mother off and drove off in her green 1985 Oldsmobile sedan. What happened in the next few hours has been dissected and debated ever since. Later that afternoon, Brianna returned home briefly, then left for work at the Black Lantern Inn in Montgomery, about 20 minutes away. She arrived for her shift around 4 p.m., worked until close, and left around 11:20 p.m. She never made it home. The haunting scene. The next morning, a passerby spotted Brianna's car. It had been backed into the side of an old abandoned farmhouse known locally as the Dutchburn property. The building was weathered and sagging, an ominous silhouette off Route 118. Her car looked as if it had crashed or had been deliberately staged. The rear bumper was partially inside the barn, and one of the wheels was lifted off the ground from the impact. Inside the vehicle, police found Brianna's paychecks, her school books, and her wallet. The car was unlocked. Outside, on the ground, lay a discarded water bottle and an unlit cigarette. There was no blood, no sign of a struggle, No footprints. No Brianna. At first, local police assumed the car had been abandoned after a minor accident, possibly due to intoxication. They had the vehicle towed and didn't process the scene as a crime. This critical mistake would haunt the investigation. Brianna's family didn't even learn her car had been found until days later. The friends, the fears, and the fight. Brianna's friends were alarmed. She hadn't contacted anyone, not her roommate, not her ex-boyfriend, not her parents. And that was unlike her. She was social and quick to reply. When days passed without any word, worry turned to fear. Then came a chilling detail. Just weeks before she vanished, Brianna had been assaulted. She'd been attacked by another teenage girl, a former friend, outside a party. The beating was so severe, Brianna was briefly hospitalized. A police report was filed, but she refused to press charges. She told friends she didn't want more trouble. Was this incident connected to her disappearance? Friends began whispering about possible connections to drug dealers, suggesting Brianna may have been pulled into something darker than she could handle. One name that came up repeatedly was Ramon Ryans, a man alleged to be involved in drug activity in the area, who reportedly had contact with Brianna in the weeks before she vanished. It's worth noting that several people in Brianna's orbit, men older than her, known to law enforcement, were never officially cleared. But perhaps the most disturbing aspect was what investigators heard from town gossip and drug informants, that Brianna had been held against her will, that she had been harmed, and even that her body had been disposed of in a pigsty. None of these leads led to her. But they didn't go away, either. Missed moments and investigative failures. In the crucial first days after Brianna's disappearance, mistakes piled up. The scene wasn't preserved. Her car was towed without being fingerprinted. And because she was legally classified as an emancipated minor, there was no immediate urgency to treat her as endangered. Local police seemed unprepared for the complexity of the case. It wasn't until state police and the FBI got involved that the case was treated as a possible abduction. But by then, days, possibly the only days that could have saved her, were lost. Tips trickled in, but many were contradictory or unverifiable. Some claimed Brianna had run away to start a new life. Others insisted she was murdered by someone she trusted. A psychic even claimed she'd had visions of Brianna's remains in a body of water near a dam. But no physical evidence ever surfaced. In time, investigators would pursue over 500 leads, conduct hundreds of interviews, and chase suspects across Vermont and into nearby Canada. But the deeper they dug, the more confounding the case became. After a girl full of promise had simply vanished, and the haunting image of her car, backed into that decaying barn like a ghost parked in a forgotten memory, became the symbol of everything that was missing. The Polaroids and the whispers. In 2006, 2 years after Brianna disappeared, something strange happened. A pair of photographs surfaced, images that sent shockwaves through her family and the public. One showed a young woman resembling Brianna, bound and gagged in the back of a van. Her eyes were swollen, and fear radiated from her expression. Investigators tried to authenticate the images, comparing them to photos of Brianna. The resemblance was strong, but inconclusive. The FBI ultimately stated they could not verify the identity of the girl in the photo. The pictures were traced to a man living in California who had ties to child pornography and trafficking circles. But no direct link to Brianna was ever found. Her parents clung to hope. "Until someone can show us otherwise," her father Bruce said. "We believe she's still out there." A family refuses to quit. Even as the years dragged on, the Maitland family never gave up. They worked with private investigators, appeared on national television, and organized searches. Her case was featured on shows like disappeared, America's most wanted and unsolved mysteries. Still, no definitive answers ever emerged. In 2012, the Vermont State Police stated that Brianna's disappearance was most likely the result of foul play, but they had no suspects in custody. The case remained cold. And yet, every few years, a new lead seemed to promise resolution, only to crumble under scrutiny. Was it a kidnapping, revenge, drug debt, or something much more methodically sinister? Brianna Maitland's disappearance wasn't just a case. It became a symbol of the dangers lurking behind rural beauty, the secrets buried under small-town smiles, and the systems that fail when the wrong person goes missing. Chapter 2. The Echo in the Barn. When a teenage girl disappears and leaves behind a scene that looks more like a psychological trap than a crime scene, the echoes don't fade. They get louder. The Dutchburn farmhouse, with its collapsing beams and rotting boards, became a symbol not just of Brianna Maitland's disappearance, but of a failure in small-town law enforcement, community silence, and maybe something even darker, a network of fear no one wants to expose. In the years that followed her vanishing, the barn itself was slowly reclaimed by the Vermont woods. Vines choked its frame, graffiti covered its facade, and passers-by occasionally snapped photos of it like it was a roadside horror attraction. But for investigators and the Maitland family, it remained a grotesque monument, a question mark made of splintered wood and missed chances. And still, not a single drop of Brianna's blood. Not a single fingerprint. Not a body. Only whispers. Only fear. False starts and fading trails. One of the most confounding parts of Brianna's case is how many people might have known something, but didn't speak up. Several witnesses later came forward saying they had seen her that night after work. One claimed to have seen her at a late-night house party. Another said she was picked up by someone in a truck just after leaving the Black Lantern Inn. But none of these reports could be corroborated. And worse, many contradicted each other. In one version, Brianna willingly entered a vehicle. In another, she was seen distressed, being followed. In another, she was possibly at a crack house several towns away. Some of these tips came from people involved in drug activity, known liars, or those seeking attention. But others came from people who seemed genuinely disturbed. The Vermont State Police pursued every lead they could. In 2007, they executed a search warrant at a farmhouse in Berkshire, Vermont, a known drug location where Brianna had allegedly visited before. Cadaver dogs were brought in. The house was excavated, items were taken. But again, no trace of Brianna. It was beginning to feel like chasing shadows in a snowstorm. Theories, rumors, and the dark network. One theory that emerged early and never went away was that Brianna had become entangled with a group of men involved in drug trafficking, possibly crossing over into human trafficking. This wasn't wild conspiracy. It was a quiet understanding in the region that drugs, particularly crack and heroin, were running through northern Vermont like an underground river. Some claimed Brianna owed money. Others believed she had seen something she wasn't supposed to. One anonymous informant claimed she had been punished for snitching. Another persistent rumor pointed fingers at two local men, both older, both connected to the drug trade, and both allegedly known to Brianna. One was said to have a reputation for violent retribution. The other had reportedly been questioned multiple times by law enforcement, but never charged. Despite police interviews, polygraphs, and surveillance, no evidence stuck. The people Brianna may have feared most were protected by silence, by lack of evidence, or by intimidation. There were whispers of body disposal in farm equipment, wells, or hog pens. One story circulated that her body had been ground up and fed to pigs. Another version claimed she was buried in a shallow grave on private property owned by someone with ties to the drug underworld. But without a body, without physical evidence, those were just horror stories. Maddening, heart-wrenching stories with no hard proof. DNA, technology, and a desperate hope. Then came the promise of science. In 2016, over a decade after Brianna vanished, the Vermont State Police announced they were submitting evidence from her vehicle for advanced DNA analysis. With technology having evolved significantly, investigators were hopeful that touch DNA, the kind left behind by skin oils or minute contact, could produce a breakthrough. And it did. Sort of. Two unidentified DNA profiles were reportedly recovered from Brianna's car. One of them was male, but the profiles weren't linked to any known suspects in the federal DNA database. They were entered into CODIS, but there was no match. To the public, the details were vague. Investigators were tight-lipped. Was the DNA from someone innocent? From a killer? From a passenger? Could Brianna have given someone a ride that night? The information opened new possibilities, but also new frustrations. A DNA match would require either someone being arrested for another crime or voluntarily submitting a sample. And with no known suspects in custody, the DNA profiles sat in limbo. It was a sliver of light, but the darkness remained. Renewed media attention and online sleuths. In the 2010s, Brianna Maitland's case found a second life, online. True crime podcasts, YouTube documentaries, Reddit threads, and TikTok accounts began picking up the story. Brianna's face became a symbol of cold cases that deserved more than dusty files. Her eerie missing poster, a black and white photo of a young woman with striking features, became a call to action. Some amateur investigators dug through police reports and satellite images. Others examined known associates of Brianna's and mapped possible routes she could have taken that night. A few even drove to the Dutchburn house to take their own photos. Crowdsourced theories ranged from the insightful to the unhinged. One theory suggested Brianna may have tried to disappear voluntarily, only to meet foul play after staging her car. Others pointed to the fact that she had been living with different people, and that someone she trusted may have betrayed her. There was even suspicion around the Black Lantern Inn itself. Was someone watching her at work? Did she leave with a co-worker? But staff and guests were questioned, and again, nothing pointed to a solid suspect. Her parents were both grateful and overwhelmed by the attention. Her father, Bruce Maitland, went on to found Private Investigations for the Missing, a non-profit aimed at supporting families in similar cases. But every year that passed, the pain calcified into something else. Quiet rage, and a sense that someone, somewhere, had gotten away with something monstrous. A family still waiting. The Maitland family never stopped fighting. Even after leads ran cold. Even after investigators retired. Even after false confessions and dead-end tips. They continued to push, to write, to appear in media, to beg for answers. In interviews, her mother Kelly described dreams in which Brianna was just out of reach, calling for her. Her father said the hardest part wasn't the loss, it was the not knowing. They still celebrated her birthday, still placed flowers near the site where her car was found, still believed someone knew something. In 2022, Vermont authorities stated publicly that Brianna's case remained open and active. New technologies, including forensic genealogy and AI-assisted geographic profiling, were being explored. But even with those tools, the fundamental challenge remained the same. No one had ever confessed. No body had ever been found. No motive had ever been proven. Why this case still matters. The disappearance of Brianna Maitland is more than just an unsolved mystery. It's a cautionary tale about the gaps in rural policing, the dangers young women face when living on their own, and the community silence that can allow crimes to fester. It's also a story of injustice in plain sight. A car crashed into a barn, a wallet and paychecks left behind. A teenage girl, ambitious, flawed, hopeful, erased. In a just world, someone would have come forward. Someone would have cracked. Someone would have slipped. But in this world, secrets get buried deep, sometimes under barns, sometimes behind fear, sometimes in the people you think you know. If Brianna Maitland was murdered, someone has lived free for over 20 years with that knowledge. If she was trafficked, someone profited from her pain. If she ran, but ran into the wrong person, someone still holds the final piece of the puzzle. We're left with only a haunting image, her green Oldsmobile, crooked and broken against that crumbling barn. A symbol, a crime scene, a final scream no one heard. Or did they? Bonus section. Theories and conspiracies. Did Brianna witness something she shouldn't have? In the years since her disappearance, several fringe theories have emerged that push the case into darker territory. Drug hit gone wrong. Some believe Brianna was used as a courier for a low-level drug operation and may have lost or stolen something important. Her disappearance, they argue, was a punishment, meant to send a message to others. Witness elimination. A theory claims that Brianna saw something she wasn't supposed to, perhaps violence, a drug deal, or an assault, and was silenced. Some in law enforcement privately consider this one of the more credible motives. Human trafficking, Vermont's proximity to the Canadian border and its vast rural landscape have led to speculation that Brianna may have been trafficked out of the country. While no evidence has confirmed this, the eerie Polaroid and the strange silence around her disappearance add weight to the idea. The staged scene. One hypothesis is that the entire barn crash was staged to make her disappearance look accidental or chaotic while distracting from the true motive. Whatever theory you subscribe to, one thing is undeniable. Brianna Maitland did not simply vanish. Someone helped her disappear.